Obscured by the layers of romanticism affixed to Civil War history by Hollywood and other manufacturers of charm was an element of atrocity that was both evident and endless. This barbarism existed most in gangs of mounted men variously called partisan rangers, guerrillas, and bushwhackers. They supposedly fought for one side, but they plundered indiscriminately. The most notorious member of this class was William Clark Quantrell. He will always be one of history's strange contradictions. Loving son, cold-blooded killer. Well-read, narrow-minded. Confederate soldier, unprincipled ruffian. School teacher, arsonist. Born in Ohio, Quantrell drifted westward and was looking for a future in Missouri when Civil War came. He volunteered as a Confederate largely because in Union-held Missouri, he could attack all symbols of authority. Quantrell soon gathered together a gang containing some of America's most psychopathic killers. Future gunslingers Jesse James, Frank James, Wild Bill Anderson, and the younger brothers would learn their trade under the tutelage of the slightly built but stern-looking Quantrell. In August 1862, this band captured Independence, Missouri, in a raid associated with a larger Confederate offensive into Arkansas. Quantrell won promotion to captain. Thereafter, he insisted on being called colonel. A year later, Union authorities arrested several wives and sisters of Quantrell raiders. The jail building caught fire, killing five of the women. Quantrell retaliated at once. Fueled by passion, Quantrell and 450 men started for Lawrence, Kansas. It had been a Unionist stronghold for almost a decade. Along the way, Quantrell kidnapped 10 Kansas farmers to serve as guides. He executed each after his usefulness was done. At dawn, August 21st, 1863, on the outskirts of Lawrence, Quantrell issued a simple command: kill every male and burn every building. Horsemen galloped into town. The first civilian to die was a clergyman shot through the head while milking a cow. During the next 3 hours, Quantrell's band systematically slaughtered 182 unarmed men and boys. Almost 200 buildings were set afire. The entire downtown was gutted. Without question, the sacking of Lawrence was the worst atrocity of the Civil War. Quantrell made it back to Missouri. Union guerrilla bands began retaliation. Among the worst of those groups was the 7th Kansas Cavalry, known as Jennison's Jayhawkers. One of the company captains was the son and namesake of John Brown. Widespread bloodshed over the next year sharply curtailed the strength and activities of guerrillas on both sides. Quantrell soon headed east with the intention of murdering Abraham Lincoln. A federal posse intercepted him in Kentucky. Quantrell was mortally wounded in the action. He died a month later in a Louisville hospital and in the care of Catholic nuns. Quantrell was 27 years old. As a bizarre epilogue, Quantrell's best friend stole his body from the Kentucky grave. Today, the bones are buried in three different states, while a wax head of the guerrilla leader sits in the refrigerator of a historical society in Ohio. Guerrilla bands did not prolong the Civil War, as is sometimes asserted, yet they levied destruction far out of proportion to their numbers. They drained manpower from enemy armies, and they handicapped movements by opponents in every military theater. Certainly, the 10,000 men who served as Southern guerrillas did more damage than an equal number of frontline soldiers ever accomplished. On the negative side, Confederate bushwhackers severely discredited the Southern cause. They provoked equally vicious reprisals by Northern guerrilla bands. The collective misbehavior by this class over the course of 4 years fostered hatred, increased violence, and left a host of wartime scars that, in many instances, have not yet healed.